and that was enough to throw you away or derail your thinking, actually, because he knows that he's talking about some other people. These other people, they live in another universe. The name of that universe is their soul.
Their souls are gone into the desert that is without description. Their spirits and bodies are at rest.
He cannot do better. Rumi cannot. Nicholson cannot do better in English language, because the wording over there is a philosophic term that they coined it. These Sufis in Iran, they coined it. Bichun. Bichun is very simple to an Iranian. It's a nonsense word, because Bichun means no cause or no because. Both. Because in Persian language, when you say why something is so, they will tell you because it is this. It's because, and it's cause itself as well. And imagine a desert. By desert we mean somewhere limitless, somewhere without the boundaries. You see it over here. Which one is without the boundaries?
Non-existence,
right? In that one, that doesn't really exist. It's a desert with no cause or no because. These fellows, their soul has traveled over there. Means they want to have nothing to do with why and because. They don't ask why, and they don't say because. Because why and cause and because are the main engine of your intelligence, right? If somebody will tell you that the universe is not causal at all, what do you feel? Suddenly lost, because you don't know how to think. You think this is happening because of that. I'm doing this because of that. Everything is for a cause. A non-causal situation, and furthermore, a non-causal valley or desert to walk in. That's what they do. This is a term, be true. Their soul has gone in this state of not known, none, without description, without cause, without because. And they are in a state of comfort, bodily and spiritual. Means the equilibrium, physical and the spiritual equilibrium. And quietness. Yes?
And with a whistle, thou leadest them back to the snare, leadest them all to justice and to the judge.
Forget about this RF complicated stuff you brought in. Let's go back to that thing that every single night, everybody will go out of the body, and the next morning, everybody will come back. Yes?
Like Israfil, he who causes the dawn to break, brings them all from the lands into form.
You know this little angel, Israfil, with the only angel with a trumpet. At the judgment day, he will blow the trumpet and everybody will become alive again, right? Have you heard about this angel?
Yeah. The
name of this angel is Israfil. And when does he blow in his horn? Or trumpet? You tell me.
Judgment day.
Which is?
Just before the...
Look at this lady and remember, I asked her a question, she gave me the wrong answer, I will let her know what the right answer was. Okay? And remember this. When I ask someone like this beautiful lady, when is the judgment day, she should stand up, point like this and say, me, look at me. This is Rumi, literally, he will tell you that, oh, the, you cute one, whenever somebody asks you, when is the judgment day, you should stand up, point at yourself and say, look at me, this is judgment day. Judgment day is not a day far, 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 far away. It's every single moment that you think about it. So, this angel is always doing it because we die and we come back. We die and we come back because we exist, we don't exist, we exist, we don't exist. This is something that even scientifically we know it now, but it happens so fast that you only track the moments of existence, like in movie theater. One frame will come, will be projected on the screen, then the light will go away, that frame will move, another frame will come, another projection, but you see the cowboys running around. That's what you see here. Yeah.
He finds the spirits divested, he makes each body pregnant again. He makes the steed of the souls bare of saddle. This is the inner meaning of sleep is the brother of death. But in order that they may return in the daytime, he puts a long tether on their leg, so that in the daytime he may lead it back from that meadow and bring it from the pasture under the road. Would that he had guarded his the spirit.
Okay, let the wish first. Let's see what happened here. As usual, this is the trick that in book one you will see a lot, because you are the beginners. Book one is like this. He will explain something to a limit, then he will stop and will hand you the opposite to stop you going further. Because he knows, logically, when something is explained to you, you want to come to a conclusion. He wants to speak for 15 years about a subject, and he knows every single day at least, you will have a conclusion here, and you will decide to do what. Like he did before. Remember, he talked about the danger of losing it, and every time doing every single moment of decision, we could do the fatal mistake. I said, but remember, when he is with us, no fear. Means all this explanation is not to give you fear out of that. I'm preparing something, right? He did it the same year. He talked about that state of sleeping and said, listen, every single night your spirit will go somewhere else. And will go somewhere that you don't know what's happening, you were sleeping. Next day will come back. And you know that somehow you are starting to imagine that you are two. He said, no. But there is a relationship. There is a cord between these two. That's why the soul will know what body to come back to. They are related. They are not completely disconnected. And the rope, remember always, rope in our story has a very sharp meaning. It's the symbol of what? The rope? Do you remember?
Apple.
Apple, yes. Intelligence. The rope around the head and around the knee of the camel. The rope to us is intelligence. It's Apple because the word in Arabic is the same to begin with, and we know in all our stories. Do you remember the most famous rope we have? Any of you? We have some very famous ropes.
Horses? Snakes?
The ropes which became serpent. These are the magician of Pharaoh. Remember when Moses and Pharaoh are facing each other? That's the climax of our story. We are always talking about confrontation of ego and spirit. Ego is the Pharaoh, spirit is that, and they have to do something. This one, the Pharaohs will transform the rope to serpent. This is what happened right at the beginning, remember? There was an angel who was the wisest one.